Dr. Carissa Ash received her bachelor's from Spring Arbor University in 1996, followed by her THM in 2003 and her PhD in 2012, both from Dallas Seminary. Carissa enjoys helping others explore how to think theologically about studies, vocation, and life. She spent 11 years serving in the area of academic advising. Dr. Ash now serves international students as they consider how DTS training can transform them for ministry in an ever-changing world. And I'm also glad to say she's been my friend for almost 20 years. We were in school together, took our Greek classes together, so a long time ago. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Carissa Ash to our chapel today.
Good morning. I have a confession to make. I confess and affirm that God has revealed himself through the world. And that revelation is clear, known, and understood. Yet, as Paul says in Romans 1, I suppress it. God communicates through the world he created, but I don't hear him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and it is as though I put my fingers in my ears, my head down, and I walk forward to the next task. But there is hope. The Spirit of God is helping me learn to stop, to observe the world around me, and to praise the Lord. Perhaps you are like me. You affirm that the world is revelation from God, but you suppress it. You ignore it. Or maybe you just don't know how to study it. I'm glad you're here. Because today, we're going to learn from a psalmist who knew how to stop, observe the world around him, and praise God. And then we're going to practice it together. So scroll, search, or turn with me to Psalm 104. And while you're doing such, I want to thank God that he included poetry in his inspired word. I have learned most from artists how to observe the world and respond to it. So for the artist in our midst here today and for those listening, thank you for your unique gift to the body of Christ. You don't get the recognition you deserve. Thank you. Psalm 104. I only have a few minutes left. I can't go in detail through the entire psalm. But what I can do and what I will do is read through the psalm and point out things that have helped me observe creation and praise the Creator. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams in his upper chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. You know what? It's okay to praise God for who he is. We don't have to wait until he does something for us to praise him, though we can and should. We can praise him because he is the almighty triune God. He set the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. You covered it with deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. As you hear that, you might think back to Genesis 1. We must never study one form of revelation in isolation from the other forms. And also, notice, he didn't slavishly rewrite Genesis 1. He creatively retold part of the story of Genesis 1. So as we study creation, we also must do that with the study of Scripture together, and we can retell the stories of Scripture as we're studying creation and as we're praising God. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from the upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his works. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. Do you ever stop to praise God for what's happening out there in creation? Again, sometimes we get so caught up in us, which is good. It's okay to praise God for what he's doing for us. But stop and consider what he's doing more broadly. All of creation rests upon his sustaining work. We should praise him for that. We should stop and ponder that. Wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart. Wine, oil, and bread. These are all things that people have made out of what God has made. So as we're thinking about the world, as we're thinking about creation, what are those things that people have recreated out of what God has originally created? Ponder those things and praise him for those things. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that are planted. The birds make their nest. The stork has its home in the pine trees. The high mountains belong to wild goats. The crags are a refuge of conies. It's amazing the detail. How do birds know where it's safe? God and his plan has created a world that's dependent one piece on another. And he has cared lovingly for all of the animals, not just to give water, but a safe place for them to rest from their praise. The moon marks off the seasons. Speaking of seasons, fall, autumn. I am from Michigan, and if you have only lived in Texas your entire life, I apologize. I hear the hill country. It gets really pretty, and perhaps this year I'll visit the hill country. But if you've only lived in Dallas, Texas your entire life, you are missing it. So autumn, the seasons are important. If you've not left summer, and less summer, then I encourage you to do so sometime. I won't tell you where to go, though Michigan's a great state. But the moon marks off the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, and it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The lions are dependent upon God to give them food for their sustenance. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then man goes out to work to his labor until evening. Have you ever thought about the fact that literally 24/7 God is praised? Literally. I don't have to stay up 24/7. I could, but I don't have to, because when I go to bed, one, there's a whole other part of the world that's now up. But two, the animals are out doing the things that they're created to do. And I have to say, for those of you that know how much I've paused at my stay in Texas, I would not have heard a whippoorwill until here in Texas. And it's fun when you're camping and you realize, I'm going to sleep, but this whippoorwill is up to praise God until he and his mate call back and forth and you're trying to sleep. And you're like, that was beautiful for a moment. Could you hold it down now? I'm trying to sleep. You can praise God a little more quietly. But 24/7, God is being praised by all of his creation. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. When's the last time you paused and just thought about the things that you'll never see? Go to an aquarium and look at what is in like the deep ocean. I don't know why God's done this, but some of the brightest, most beautiful, colorful things are on the deeps that I will never see. They're praising him. They're for his good pleasure. And some of them are in aquariums for our good pleasure. Because otherwise, we wouldn't maybe know that they existed or know how vibrant colors can be. And I'll stand and watch the animals swimming, wondering what it would be like to be in the dark, dark, pitch black depths of the ocean, and yet to see things that are so vibrant and colorful. Amazing. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, or whale, which you formed to frolic there. Why is this verse in Scripture? It's one of my favorite ones. The whale was created to frolic, just to have fun, to play. We get so uptight, and we should. We need to know our paradigms, or if you're a counseling student, you need to know the DSM-5, absolutely. If you're an artist, you know you need to know what the rules are and how and when to break them to create a thing of beauty. Good, pay attention to that. But play, please play. God created the whale to play. And if what I read in the news is not fake news but is real, there's been an orca off the West Coast who gave birth to a calf, and the calf was dead. And she's been carrying it on its nose for, at that time, days. Hopefully she still is not. But this, the whales, they frolic in the ocean for God to watch and enjoy. And yet sometimes, this fallen world that we live in, what God is seeing is death. And I wondered when I read that piece, what's God thinking about this? These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Have you ever thought about the Lord rejoicing in his works? Have you ever said, hey, God, may you rejoice in your works? Do that. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May the meditations be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Do you long for the day when we will be with the Lord? An unhindered fellowship, no sin. We will relate to him, to one another, and to all of creation without sin. I long for that day. I dream of what that will look like. I look for a taste of it now. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. This psalmist knew to stop. Look at the world around him and to praise the Lord. Would you join me as we do this corporately? Inhale with me. Exhale with me. That is a gift of grace and mercy. Every breath in and out is a gift of grace and mercy. And if that is the case, how much more this entire world around us? Almighty Triune God, you have no need of us, and yet you chose to create us. We confess that we breathe without remembering to praise you for this gift. By the power of the Spirit, though, we wish to change this starting now. In your infinite greatness, you breathe life into dirt, and a complex being was created. That is too lofty for us to comprehend. Yet the miracle continues when at birth, our first breath indicates life of one fearfully and wonderfully made. We grow as our heart, brains, lungs, and blood work together for continuous breathing. Who would have constructed such an amazing system but you? I look around. You've given us skin of various hues to protect our organs and to provide an amazing array of beauty. God, we sit amazed at your wisdom. Aesthetics and functionality wrapped together. What an amazing gift. You created the plants to exchange carbon dioxide into oxygen. Your plans are intricate. You've given the sun the ability to study how we breathe. Respirators now exist to sustain lives in this broken world. And yet, Lord, we are a community who personally knows the loss of breath and the grief that comes in a groaning world. With Andrew Peterson, we praise you for the first breath of our Savior that he took in the grave, the breath of resurrection life, the one breath that gives us hope of a future in a recreated world. We yearn for the world of unhindered relationship with you, one another, and creation. As long as we breathe, may we stop. May we observe the world around us prayerfully, and may we praise you, and may you be delighted by the works of your hands. It is in the name of our precious Savior and by the power of your Spirit that we offer up this praise. Amen. Now, wherever you're going, back to offices, back to class, back to taking care of your children, stop, observe the world around you, and praise God. You are dismissed.